FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. It is November 29th, 2017. Goodbye, November. I'm already on my diet. How many of you out there are on your diets at this point? Ate way, way too much. But change is a part of life. Hey, get involved in the show. Email us at kl@carrielutz.com. Join the conversation. And don't forget the Twitter feeds at Carrie Lutz. So you know about AI, artificial intelligence. You know it is revolutionizing the world around you. You can't deny it. Everywhere you look, robots taking over. But sometimes there's AI that actually helps you do a better job. And just come across company, Hello Alex. You find them at helloalex.io. And got the person who runs things there, and you're going to want to hear what he has to say. And usually AI is perceived as a threat to your job, but is this a threat to a realtor's job? Benjamin Bressington is with us now. Ben, welcome to the show.
Hey, Carrie, how you doing?
All right. So your blend or your breed of AI really isn't a threat to the average realtor out there, is it?
No, it's more of an enhancement to the realtor. And it's funny you ask that question because as soon as I say I'm creating robotic real estate agents, the first, it's like the bloody rhinoceros head on the table is a robot going to take my job? And my response is usually, well, only if you're really bad. Because what's going to happen is a robot is going to enhance your job and allow you to stop wasting your time doing all the tasks that are repetitive, don't make you the actual money, or aren't putting you in front of the qualified clients. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. I have to confess up front that I do have a real estate license, but I never did it to actually practice real estate, as they say, just simply to buy and sell my own properties, put them on the MLS. And, you know, it's basically a substantial discount. It served me well. So the average agent, how would you describe the average real estate agent, Ben?
Well, the average real estate agent I would describe as they are time poor. Because one of the greatest challenges with real estate is in today's world, real estate is online. And as a result, leads come in from signs, from people walking the footpath, from referrals to Facebook, to social media, to their website, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The challenge is if you've got leads coming in every single day at random times throughout the day, you either have to drop what you're doing, which could be carrying kids, could be on the golf course, could be changing nappies, could be shopping at Publix or having a coffee with your friends. And as a result, you're constantly interrupting your life to try and talk to somebody while they're on that spot, while they're engaged. And that's a huge challenge for a lot of real estate agents. And it's one of the reasons why the average response time for real estate agents to get back with a lead is 44 hours. Put that in context, that means you can drive from Tampa to Seattle, Washington, which is coast to coast pretty much across the USA in 40 hours straight. So you're more likely, and this is the sad thing about the real estate model, is that you're more likely to be able to drive across the country than you are to get a call back from your real estate agent in a timely fashion. Does that make sense?
Of course. And, you know, when you say 44 hours, there's a thing called striking while the iron is hot, right? So
exactly.
If you don't strike while the iron is hot, while the prospect needs you, you can pretty much forget it. You've missed out. I hate cliches like this, but I'm sure you agree, Ben, this is a case of the early bird getting the worm, right?
That's 100% right. And here's a little thing that most people don't know about sales. 78% of sales typically go to the first person who really engages with the lead. They say first responder, but it's the first person who creates the best connection and rapport with the lead. And where we want to provide agents value, it'd be, and you can call it either a real estate agent or a mortgage professional, is help them create that rapport the fastest and most effective. So you want to work with an agent. And let's face it, if you're inquiring about a property, you've got a question that wants to be answered. It could be as simple as, is the backyard fenced? Or when was the house built? You don't want to have to jump through all those hoops of, who are you? Are you qualified? Do you have pre-finance approval? Like, there's context to being able to answer questions. And that's where AI can make a real estate agent's life easier. Are you following?
Absolutely. So just take us briefly through the process of you get a lead and then what? What happens next? Oh.
You get a lead, and what's happening is what's really exciting here is leads come in from effectively hundreds of channels. There's Facebook, there's your website, there's text message, there's email, there's Telegram, there's WeChat, there's all these other social media sites, and then you could be buying leads. So what we did at Hello Alex is we made it simple. We connect to all your lead sources and allow them to get fed into our system. And what happens within the first 20 seconds is amazing, because if you got a telephone number from a lead, we actually look up that lead's information from the telephone company. That gives us their name, their email address, their mailing address, and all this other information, which allows us to then build a full social profile of over 500 variables on a lead. So then when you look up that lead, you see all their information. You can even see a photo of that lead. And this has all happened within the first 3 seconds. And then what usually happens in second four, we can actually send a ringless voicemail directly to your lead's phone to say, hey, my assistant Alex is going to reach out and answer some of your questions for you. And that allows you to start an engagement. You can send text messages automatically. We can even take a lead who's texted you and instantly send them a message on Facebook through Facebook Messenger within the first 20 seconds. So you can engage that lead. And for the agents who want to be even more fancy, imagine if you had a phone call with somebody, and within the first 2 minutes of you having that phone call, a postcard is automatically created, like a real postcard that gets mailed to you. And then it is instantly printed and mailed the same day, so it shows up 3 days later after that phone call. Imagine the difference that would make in your life as a lead if you're like, wow, I had a phone call with Kerry, and then 3 days later, I had a postcard engaging me and reminding me of that conversation that I had with Kerry. These are the things that our AI does automatically. Does that make sense?
Oh, well, I mean, having the machine do all this stuff, look, you can do this stuff yourself, obviously, but how long would it take you to do it as average realtor with so-so computer skills, Ben?
Well, it would take them a while. And what we say is, imagine if you had a superhuman an assistant who worked for you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, totally loved their job, right? Totally loved their job, never asked for vacations, never took a smoke break or wanted a timeout, never went to lunch, and never did three-hour lunches, and was there to work for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But imagine if you had not only one of them, but 1,000 of them working for you. How would your business change?
That's amazing.
Your business would transform. But it's not that. Our AI, and the power of our AI, allows us to have meaningful conversations in almost any language. So we're in the process right now. We're in English, and we're transferring from English to a translating to 8 different languages. And by the end of 2018, it's our goal to be in 80 different languages.
Oh, my goodness.
Even though you as a real estate agent speak English, our platform can speak 80 different languages, even bad Australian, right? Even bad Australian.
Even bad Australian. Well, my hat's off to it. If it can speak bad Australian, then you're onto something here. Hey, so what about your newbie realtor who starts out? There are so many people taking the test, and I just shake my head and say, how is this person ever going to make a living doing this? I mean, it's hard work to be successful. It requires certain skills that the average person taking this course, Ben, is clueless about. And yet, this could jumpstart your career, couldn't it?
Oh, well and truly, because it's going to give you a competitive advantage to focus on what matters most. It'd be kind of like if you're on a racetrack and every other driver on the racetrack is blindfolded and has one arm tied behind their arm. How far do you think you're going to get? And this is the reality of the average agent in business, because competition is three clicks away.
Of course.
How are you going to stand out?
Hey, there's like people tell me there are 30,000 real estate agents in Palm Beach County. Now, obviously, not all of them are working at any given time, but even if half of them are 15,000 in a county with a population of under 1.5 million, that's like one realtor per 100 people in this county, active realtor. I'm just assuming 50% of them are actually doing their job, which who knows, but for argument's sake. So 50% of them are doing their job, one per 100. You got to have some type of edge or you're just going to wind up nowhere.
And it's got to the point in today's society is you've really got to be knowing what's making you money and what's not. And there's a saying, they say, busy is not profitable. Hmm. We're trying to make it so you can be, one, having a competitive advantage, and two, be profitable in today's world. And I feel sorry for the agents who aren't going to leverage some form of automation, some form of artificial intelligence to help them remain competitive. Because even McDonald's is replacing the order takers with automated machines. And we've all seen the stories of the robots that are flipping burgers. And it's funny, the automated cars. As much as I'm in AI, I actually got in a car the other day and I'm looking at buying it. And I put it on autopilot. And I was coming up beside behind a big truck. And the guy in the car was saying, oh, it'll stop. It's no worry. And like as I'm driving towards this truck at 40 miles an hour, the truck is stopped. We were not stopped. My instinct was to hit the brake. Right. Mm. But I'm like, you know what? This machine is actually processing 1,000 different things right now.
Yeah.
And in some regards, it's got a faster response time. It's more natural. But I had to trust in the process that the car was actually going to stop. And funny enough, it did. But I panicked first. I hit the brake to make the car stop. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's new. It's different. You're not used to this. And look, it's a whole new world out there. Hey, by the way, Ben, sounds like you've been a systems guy for a while. How did you get into this?
I've been a lover of technology, but more I'm a lover of human behavior. My background is actually criminology, and I applied criminal profiling to marketing. So I fell into marketing and sales because I was like, if you can understand the human behavior, and if you can understand why and how they're going to act the way they act, it makes your life easier to communicate to them.
Of course.
And I fell into this space because of my love of technology, the love of automation, and just being a nerd at heart. Does that make sense?
Oh, sure. So you've had this love and you're a student of human behavior, and then you have to integrate the two, because it's not just enough to come up with a system, because if the system doesn't get used, where does it leave you? So the system has to be easy, it has to be natural, and it's got to be easily adapted to, right? The first computers,
exactly.
Right?
I call it the piggyback effect. And one of the worst things that happens with technology platforms is they want you to change behavior. And that's the opposite of what we do with Hello World. I want to know, what do you do? What are your habits already on a daily basis? And how do I plug into that? So I'm not asking you to change, I'm just asking you to take a breath and adapt.
Right.
And so therefore, there's no change that you actually have to make. That's why we integrate with all the existing systems they already use, rather than forcing them to change.
Yeah, well, it sounds like an amazing concept. I know if you're interested in real estate, or you've got other products coming out, investor platforms, et cetera, if anyone is interested out there, then you're definitely going to want to contact Alex. Even if you're thinking of a career in real estate, this is an absolute must. This is where it's all heading to. Ben, where do we find you? How do we connect with you?
It's really simple. It's just alex@helloalex.io. And the website is www.helloalex.io.
All right. And we'll have a link to it in the show notes, this interview, on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Join the show. Email us, kl@carrylutz.com. It's really exciting times here, and scary, but exciting, and something that you need to be aware of for sure. Just email us, Don't forget the Twitter feeds at Carrie Lutz. Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Ben, it's really been great speaking with you about this, and we'll look forward to following up with you and seeing how it's going.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Carrie.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.